We need two consecutive balance sheets and an income statement to make a statement of cash flow. We classify changes in each account on the balance sheet under the appropriate category on the statement of cash flows, leaving out cash and retained earnings. Sources of cash appear as positive figures as those are cash inflows, and uses of cash appear as negative figures as those are cash outflows. This is the general format for the statement of cash flows. Cash flow from operating activities include net income, adjusted for depreciation, current assets and current liabilities, except cash and notes payable. Accounts receivables, inventories, accruals, accounts payables, etc. are needed for daily running of the business. Cash is left out because it's used as a reconciling entry to check if the statement of cash flows is made correctly. Under investment activities, we have changes in fixed assets. There are two ways to calculate cash flow from investment activities: gross ending fixed assets minus gross beginning fixed assets, or net ending fixed assets minus net beginning fixed assets plus depreciation. Changes in notes payable, long-term debt, common stock and dividends go under cash flow from financing. We show changes in retained earnings via the income statement for T+1. Net income minus dividends is equal to addition to retained earnings. The statement of cash flows, if made correctly, should take you from cash balance on one balance sheet to the next.